Tuesday evening in the Columbus Commons, it's One Book, One Columbus, The Stonecutter's Aria by Carol Fienzi. On the program at 6, it's a reception and a signing. And then at 7, an evening program, a very special evening with the author, actors, and with a tenor as well. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the author, Carol Fienzi. Carol, let's begin by telling people just a little bit about The Stonecutter's Aria. It's a family story.
Yes, it is, George. It's written as historical fiction, but it's based on the true stories of my Italian ancestors who were carvers in Carrara, Italy, and who immigrated in the first part of the 20th century to southern Indiana and worked, of course, in the limestone industry.
Now, I see stonecutter there, but what about the aria part?
Well, my great-grandfather was an opera tenor in Carrara, Italy, before he immigrated. And so music was always a very important part of his life. And so the aria in the title of the book really demonstrates the beauty and lightness of their lives in contrast with the stone and heavy work that they did as laborers.
So he immigrated from the marble of Italy to the limestone of southern Indiana?
That's correct.
And you've traced back the family doing some traveling in addition to reading on the research?
Oh, absolutely. I've made several trips to Carrara, Italy, and done some research on my family history. And this was all in the context of stories that my grandmother told me as I was growing up, which inspired me to preserve their memory and history and family tradition.
We're talking with Carol Fienzi. She's the author of The Stonecutter's Aria. It's the One Book, One Columbus. And they have a very special program coming up this Tuesday evening in the Commons with a reception at 6. And then the program at 7. Now, it's a staged reading, but it's a good deal more. Tell us a little bit about what you have in store.
I'd be glad to. My talk, based on the journey of writing the story, will be backed up with some photography that I've taken on my trips to Italy. In addition to that, John Roger will be singing some of the arias that I mention in the book, as well as two actors who will be doing a staged reading of the family's reunion at Ellis Island, Linda Charbonneau of Indianapolis and Jeff Keel, who most recently performed at the IRT. So they will be doing these pieces, and then after that will be a book signing. There is an admission for the program.
Uh-huh.
Tickets can be purchased in advance by calling 374-5244.
Where did you grow up, Carol?
In Indianapolis. My large Italian family all live in Indianapolis.
Now you've traveled to work on this, actually lived out of state for a while, and now we find you back in Indianapolis.
Yes, it's wonderful to be back. I went away for a period of time for business reasons, and I lived in New York City for the last 9 years. But the journey of writing this book and where it's taken me has really led me back to my hometown. So I've been back a few months and have been doing a lot of events around the book and was very honored to be selected by the Arts Council to perform this program and to have the book selected for their community read. The other piece to all of this is an exhibit, a photography exhibit, that complements the event very nicely that is also at the Commons Mall. I have long felt in writing the book that a tribute to the anonymous stone carvers who lived in southern Indiana was very fitting. And so my photography exhibit is focused on the marble quarries of Italy and the Indiana limestone.
We've been talking with author and photographer Carol Fienzi about The Stonecutter's Aria. It's the One Book, One Columbus. And the feature is Tuesday night when there's a reception and a signing at 6, and then 7, the program with some music, some dramatization, and a chance to learn more about the book and the history of the area. I'm George Walker.